Proclamation number 7698, dated the September 13th, 1960. The voice of conscience. You are guided into perfection and need my support for this, because you once relinquished all your strength and became weak, lightless living beings which had to remain in the abyss until my love took hold of them and helped them to ascend again. Although you now have acquired a certain level of maturity, it is not enough to guarantee you the path of ascent which you still have to cover during your earthly life. You need my strength and guidance for this. And if you are conscious of your weakness, if you look around for help, then I'm already by your side just waiting for your request for help. But you have to make this request to me of your own free will, because I will not force your will by any means whatsoever. Yet I am always willing to give you the help you ask for, just as I will always provide you with strength as soon as you desire it. And in order to awaken this desire within yourselves, I occasionally will let you feel your weakness and darkness particularly strongly. This is only a sign of my love for you, because I want to win you for myself, because by this means I want to persuade you to voluntarily ask for my help. And for this reason you have to believe in me first. The knowledge of the God and Creator will certainly be passed on to you, which you only need to accept and think about, and with goodwill you can also believe it. You can rest assured that I will help you to acquire firm faith if only you have the will to think and act correctly, if only you will listen to your inner voice, which will always guide you correctly. And my voice will express itself in every person as their voice of conscience, but it can be heard or ignored, which is entirely up to the person's own will. Hence their voice of conscience will inform the human being of right and wrong. The voice of conscience will teach him about the fundamental law, about love, because as a human being he knows exactly what gives him joy and a sense of well-being and what causes suffering and misery. Therefore he can also behave towards his fellow human beings such that it serves his well-being and protects him from physical harm. And thus love can arise in him, and due to his love the light of knowledge will illuminate him too. Every human being can learn to think and act correctly, because the delicate feeling expressed by the voice of his conscience was given to him by me. As soon as he takes notice of it, his nature, which at the start of his incarnation as a human being was still greatly steeped in selfish love, can change into love for other people. This then will guarantee a strong, living faith in me, his God and Creator, and then he will soon recognize his Father in me, who loves him and wants to draw him close to himself. And he will strive for this bond of his own free will. I will be able to guide him into perfection, because I will grant help to every human being. I will leave no person in weakness and ignorance. I am and remain his guide for the duration of his earthly life, as long as he does not oppose me, as long as his will consents to being influenced by his voice of conscience, which will always happen when the soul is willing to achieve the purpose and goal of its life. Then the human being can always be certain that I will do everything on my part to help him achieve perfection, that he will never be left to himself, and that he will accomplish his goal without doubt. Amen.